when did you do tackle ban?
Well, of course. I mean, that's what any defensive line, you know, lineman going to do. So, coach has got a great play, you know, plan, you know, drawing up for us. We're going to execute this week of practice. Go out there and execute it in the game Sunday.
Dick LeBeau has a pretty good track record against rookie quarterbacks. Mm-hmm. Why is that?
Just different schemes and different blitzes of how, you know, he can, you know, can frustrate you and attack you at the same time. So, you know, offensive coaches, they're going to do a great job, you know, try to prepare, the, you know, prepare the guy, you know, get him ready. You know, we're going to do a good job on the show team, you know, give him good looks and, you know, try to, you know, give him as much as he can to go out there. There's going to be some things he may see, he may not. So, overall, he's just going to have to, you know, be ready, take the time to study and go out there and perform well.
Did Coach LeBeau dial up different things for rookies than he did other quarterbacks?
I believe kind of like so. I mean, all depends on how he felt. If he felt like the rookie, you know, can be able to, you know, stand the pressure, he would. But if not, he, you know, he'd try to open up the playbook just a little bit more.
Being around Ben, being around Blake, I mean, can you see why people draw some of the comparisons?
Yeah, you know, sizes and, you know, this past weekend he was making plays with his feet. He was able to, you know, get away from, you know, a couple of tackles, a couple of sacks, you know, things like that. So, but he's going to do what, you know, Blake, you know, going, you know, what got him here, you know. So he's going to perform well and execute a Sunday.
How about any chip on your shoulder on this Sunday different than any other Sunday?
No, I'm just going to attack it like any other week, man. I'm just going to prepare well and go out there and just play. I mean, that's, you know, the only thing I can do is make sure I'm, you know, I support my guys around the D-line. We're going to go out there and fight.
That was a big guy. Big guy. We haven't seen Le'Veon Bell. How do you tackle him? How do you see his game?
Man, you just hit him, get all 11 hats to the ball, and just lay your body on him. I mean, just like anybody. Don't matter how big you is, no matter how fast you is. When you got 11 guys on you, it's kind of hard to get away from him.
They love the screen. They always have.
Mm-hmm.
I think they're ready for
that. Big guys turn to run to the ball. DBs hold up their blocks. I mean, hold up their guys as much as possible and allow us big guys to get there and just make the tackle.
Do we make too big a deal out of players against their former teams? Sometimes the Steve Smith thing, like, you know, I mean, that was obviously a big deal for him last week.
Really don't know. I really could care less because I mean, don't care. I got to attack each game. I can't put much emphasis on this game, you know, other than the last game or, you know, the next game, because that would take me off from what I really need to get accomplished. That's, you know, prepare and get better, you know, week by week and, you know, prepare for victory.
Would it be different if you were going there to Pittsburgh?
Be any other different. I mean, just going to go out there and play. I mean, I'm pretty sure there are going to be some guys out there with some chips on their shoulder, you know, for me being there, you know, the last past 5 years. But, I mean, Lord willing, I'm just going to go out there and play hard and give everything I got like any other game.